Ladies and gentlemen, the Shroud of Turin is one of the most mysterious artifacts in human history. It is a long piece of linen cloth that bears an image of a man, and this man is believed to be Jesus of Nazareth, or as we most commonly know him, Jesus Christ. The image that is visible on the Shroud of Turin perfectly matches the wounds that were inflicted during crucifixion. The figure on the shroud seems to have wounds on his wrists and ankles, a stab wound between the ribs, and even puncture wounds on his forehead that could have been inflicted by the crown of thorns. The image on the Shroud of Turin could not be clearer, yet there is a number of mysteries surrounding it. The key question is this really an image of Jesus Christ? And if so, how did it appear on his shroud? Or is the Shroud of Turin only an ingenious Middle Age forgery that was made either to make its author a lot of money or to inspire religious belief? The Shroud of Turin is a historical artifact that has undoubtedly baffled scientists and historians for decades. And one of the reasons for this is that there is almost nothing tangible to study when it comes to the Shroud of Turin, because the shroud is kept in the Turin Cathedral, and it is almost all the time out of reach of both scientists and the general public. In history, there have been only few rare occasions when scientists were allowed to study it, and even then, they still were only given limited access. The last time when the Shroud of Turin was studied was back in 1978. And that's why, even if we do have some scientific findings concerning the Shroud of Turin, these findings are very often disputed or by some flat out dismissed. Then there is another fact that muddies the waters, so to speak. The Shroud of Turin, or the first mention of the Shroud of Turin, comes from 1353 when it appeared in France. Before that, we have no historical records of the shroud existing. So, if the shroud really was the shroud in which Jesus Christ was buried in, where was it for the 1300 years before it appeared in France, and how comes we have no traces of it, or no mentions, or no historical records? And last but not least, the Shroud of Turin is first and foremost a religious artifact. So there is a huge group of people who don't really want to know what the Shroud of Turin is and how it came to be. They do not want to know the truth of its origin. They simply want to believe in its mysterious and miraculous nature. Interestingly, the Catholic Church itself has never formally endorsed or rejected the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin. So, save for a miracle, there are currently three competing theories as to how the image got on the cloth, the image of the man, including his wounds, on the linen cloth, that is the Shroud of Turin. The first theory says that the image was imprinted on the cloth due to natural processes that took part when the dead body that was wrapped in this piece of cloth started decomposing. So that's one possibility. Then there is another theory which says that the Shroud of Turin is actually very skilled artwork, that it was created by a medieval artist, and what he used was a powder dye, which means that there are no brush strokes left on the Shroud of Turin. Over the centuries, the dye disappeared from the cloth, leaving only the imprint. So that's the second theory. And then we have a third theory, which says that the Shroud of Turin actually is the very first photography. That it was creating using a lens and a cloth dipped in solution of silver salts. And by then exposing this cloth to the image from going through the lens and then to sunshine, the image was imprinted on the cloth. However, as I've mentioned, these only are theories, and it's possible that we will never find the truth about the origins of the Shroud of Turin, and then this basic question about this important historical artifact will remain unanswered forever. But maybe that is just as it is supposed to be. Thank you for listening.